If you just tuned in to today's second date update, it's less like a second date update and more like a scene from the popular Spanish soap opera, Casa de Tania.
Ooh.
You know the episode I'm talking about where Tania goes out on a date with a guy and then brings him back to her house. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of them making out on the couch, oh no. Dios mío. There's keys rattling at the door. And then the door opens and it's none other than Alejandro, Tanya's ex-husband. Muy malo.
Oh, no.
And then drama ensues. Tanya, it's pretty much an accurate depiction of what happened on your date.
I wish it was. That sounds a lot more romantic than what actually happened.
Yeah.
It's like Telemundo.
I mean, let's be honest. And if it was a real soap opera, he would have been risen from the dead to come back to your house.
Yep. And then she would have slapped both of them, mm-hmm. and it would have been crazy.
Maybe that happened. We don't know yet. We haven't talked to James. All right, Tanya, we're about to call James and see if the fact that your ex-husband came over to your house while you guys were making out ruined everything for you. Are you ready?
I just want to do over, you know, guys? Like, yeah. I just want to do it again.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to dial James' phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone and find out if we can get you another date, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to James, please?
Yeah, this is he.
James, how you doing, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show?
Yeah, I think I've heard of that. Why are you calling me?
Just to talk.
No, that's not why we're calling just, you.
You know, we're calling random people who might listen to the show and just saying, hey, what's up, James? What's new in your life, you know? It's been a while.
I don't actually listen to your show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, then in that case, I'll just tell you that we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So we got an email about you from one of our listeners, and her name is Tanya.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, no, it is Tanya.
No, thank you. No, thanks.
Wait, no thank you as in you don't want to talk about Tanya, or you don't care to know what she emailed us?
Really any of it. I don't want to be any part of that drama whatsoever. Okay. That girl's evil. I don't want, no thank you. I'm good.
Evil. All right, hold on though. She's James, not. Don't go anywhere. Listen, hear me out for a second, all right? Because Tanya did email us and she told us what happened on your date and the fact that her ex-husband came over to her house while you guys were like hanging out on the couch or whatever. And she feels bad about that. I don't think that makes her evil.
And it sounds like she maybe wasn't like totally honest with you because she's actually still in the middle of the divorce, not totally divorced yet, but they're separated. Like they're not a thing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I do not want to be part of any of this drama. So
no.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to go.
Well, hold up, James. Whoa. I don't think there's as much drama as you think though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like, I mean, from her description, I mean, yeah, that's super awkward that her ex-husband would walk in when you guys were hanging out on the couch, but it doesn't sound like there was like a big beef or something.
No, it seems like I know a whole lot more about this than you guys do.
What?
Well, you were there, so that would make sense.
All we know is what Tanya told us, and what she told us is that her ex came over and then you left thinking that maybe there was more going on.
Yeah, there is a whole lot more going on.
What else
is
going on?
Can you tell us?
I mean,
just real quick?
No, I told you I'm going to go, so I really don't want to talk about
James,
any of this stuff, man.
It's really quick,
can you
man.
Just, for a second, we'll get you off the phone quick, I promise. Tell us one thing, like what else is there to the story?
If you really want to know.
Yes, just like I said, quickly.
After the date, I was completely pissed off by the whole situation, so I go to our friend and I'm like, why would you even put me in that situation? Like, why would you do that to me? Yeah. And she wouldn't tell me, and she was, like, being coy or whatever. And eventually she came out with it that Tanya's still in love with her ex and that she'd planned the whole thing just so that, like, he would show up and see us together and set me up. And
what?
I was a pawn in this whole game for her to make her ex-husband jealous.
Oh.
Wait, so she, like, set up the timing of her ex coming back into the house just so her ex could see...
Yeah, apparently she told her ex what time we'd be there so that the timing would work out so that he would walk in on us.
Whoa. Oh. Are
and you have a problem with that?
Sure?
Yeah.
That's a problem for you, James?
Yeah, I've got a big problem with that because I don't like to be used in that way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, put on the spot like I'm being put on the spot right now. So So.
Oh my God! But that doesn't make sense. If that's what she was doing, why would she contact us to get you and her to go out on a second date?
Because she's evil. Like I said, she's crazy and she's evil, and that's all this whole thing is about. So.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of effort to email a radio show and then talk to us and then call you and do all that. If she didn't actually like you and she was just trying to set up her ex, do you think she would do all that?
It's actually not that much effort to email someone. So
that's a very good point.
Sure. Yeah, good point.
But well, I don't get it. James, why would her friend call her out like that?
I don't know. I'm really over all of this. And so the whole situation, like literally nothing you can say to make me feel better about this. So I should really.
Well, James, hold on. I know you're trying to go, but what if I tell you Tanya's on the other line and wants to talk to you? Would that make you feel better?
No. Is she?
Yes, James, I'm here. Please don't go. Just let me. Will you just hear me out?
No,
please?
No. I'm good.
Look, I'm so embarrassed, and I just want to say how sorry I am that this happened. And look, I didn't mean for it to happen the way that it did. And
wait, or did you? That's the whole question. Did you mean for it to happen that way?
Well, sort of.
What?
But
exactly.
No, no, no.
Oh
no,
my
no.
Gosh.
Okay, wait. Let me explain. Exactly. Let me explain. I wasn't over my ex yet at the time, and I did set it up, but I didn't realize that I was
exactly
after you.
Exactly. See, this is what I'm talking about.
No, listen, I wasn't over my ex yet, and I wanted to do this, but then I met you, and you're charming and funny and clever, and you made
me
laugh.
It doesn't matter at this point. Like, it's all done. It was a horrible thing to do, and you put me on the spot, and it was the worst thing to, like, weasel out of there, you know, with whoever this guy is, and... No,
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. It was a terrible thing to do, but you have to admit, you know, you've been in a serious relationship too. Sometimes we do things that we shouldn't, and it's
not
really
like
screwed up, but
it doesn't happen like this. I mean, no.
You don't understand. Like, you made me realize that I'm not in love with my husband anymore. Like, I thought that I wanted him back, but the truth is I just wanted a great guy like you.
Oh,
awesome. That's a really great way to use someone. Thank you. Glad I can help you feel better about yourself.
James, you have no idea. Like, I felt guilty making out with you knowing that my husband was going to come home every second. I didn't expect to feel that way.
Oh,
I felt guilty about it.
Oh,
my God. Then maybe you could have warned the man that it was going to happen.
Yeah, then you should have said something and just been normal about it like everyone else instead of whatever this whole charade was.
Well, I almost texted my ex-husband not to come, but we were making out, and that would have been even more awkward, like, why I'm texting my husband while we're making out.
Oh, yeah, that would have been way less awkward than having him walk in on us while I'm making out with his ex-wife.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for it to happen that way, but it just did. And I totally get how upset you are, but I also totally believe in second chances, and I think that you should give me a second chance.
But Tanya, wow. I mean, like, yeah, everybody wants their ex to be jealous. Like, I get that. I think that there's not a person alive that could not understand that feeling. But we do that by posting cute pictures of ourselves on social media, not by inviting them over to our house when you're making out with another man.
Exactly.
But what if my ex isn't on social media?
Dude.
Well, then you got to invite him over. I think that's the only way to do it.
That is so manipulative on so many levels.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was just hoping that he would come in and see me with this other guy and realize that he was jealous and that he still wanted me. But what actually happened is that he came in and I realized that I didn't care about him anymore. I mean, I care about him. I know that we're not right for each other. And all of that's because I started to have feelings for you, James.
Oh, man.
Well, that is just romantic.
Not really.
No, it's touched my heart, James.
No, no, you need to, like, get right with yourself before you have feelings for anybody else. That shouldn't be what gets you over a marriage.
I think you got a lot to work out there, so I really don't want to be any part of this.
Look, I just want to apologize for the way I treated you, and if you will let me, I'd like to go out again and just start over with a clean slate.
In that case, James, would you like to go on a second date with Tanya? We will pay for it.
Good timing.
And we're not following along with the conversation correctly.
Yeah, you have a hard time listening.
Are you actually asking me that?
Yeah. Like, no, yeah, I am. But it's only because I have to at the end of these second date updates. I know your answer, yeah. I think.
No, thank you.
Oh.
I'm really sorry, James. I messed up, and that's something that I'm learning that I need to work on. So I'm really, really sorry.
Good luck with other dates that you have. So.
Thanks, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe one of those dates will be the right person to make your husband just jealous enough to take you back, Tanya.